Jesus. Praise God. You may please be seated. I want to once again give honor to God and also appreciate Reverend Steve and his wife, Reverend Stan and his wife, and the entire leadership of this house for the privilege to come be a blessing. We're going to try and cover as many grounds as we can tonight. We have a lot of materials like we have been told. We have the School of Money book, which is the focus of what we've been sharing since yesterday night. How to make, manage, and multiply your money, the entrepreneur's blueprint. We have, like I told you on Sunday, ministers' conference that we've been hosting in time. It's been very, very amazing. We've had about 200 pastors that's been coming. It's been very, very amazing. The Pathway to Wealth is also another book. And then the School of Ministry we're doing for pastors, the manual we're using is Church Planting and Church Growth in the 21st Century Masterclass. So if you're a minister, you can also take advantage of that. And then we have the wristband that contains the School of Money book, the Pathway to Wealth book, and the 26 audio programs. Everything is about 700 Ghana cedis contents, and you just pay 300 Ghana cedis. All these materials will bless you. So yesterday, we began. If you don't have the manual that we're using for these 3 days, you need to get a copy of that. Yesterday, we did just the module one. Somebody say module one. We just looked at the first module, which is the financial intelligence test. So today we are going to jump and go to session four because of the fact that, like I told you, we cannot cover everything within. Yeah, so we'll go to session four. Yeah, session four. We can. So if you have the brochure, we're going to be going to session four. And you can just follow from that point. Session 4 will be in page 11. Session 4 from page 11. Now, we're looking at the School of Money Academy. And what I'm trying to help us to understand is, Father, we're spending 40 days fasting and praying. And there are three major areas that all our prayer points normally falls under. Prayer points are either spiritual, relational, or financial. And it's very important that in the midst of the fasting and prayer, we don't just fast, but we pray. We don't just pray, but we give attention to the Word of God. And then it's very important for us to have information to pray about, because if you're not informed, you'll be deformed. If you're not inspired, you will expire. If you're not updated, you'll be outdated. What you know is what determines how far you go. And like we've been establishing over and over again, ignorance is not a demon. Hosea 4:6b, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, it's not talking about the knowledge of geography or the knowledge of mathematics. It's talking about the knowledge of who you are, the knowledge of who he is, the knowledge of what he has made available in his word. So as believers, God cannot work in us beyond the level of knowledge that we have. There are people that live in our world today that does not believe that God still heals. They believe that God used to heal people, but he doesn't heal people anymore. And because they do not open up to that knowledge, they can't experience that. Some people don't believe that God can prosper you today, so they believe that prosperity has gone. So they can't open up to that. So knowledge is very, very important. So we are spending 3 days to learn about money, to learn about how to make it, how to manage it, how to multiply it, where it's hiding, to be able to prepare ourselves so that we can pray on that knowledge, and then we can prepare to walk in the reality of that. So tonight, I go to the fourth session in that brochure, and we're going to be dealing with 10 places where money hides. That's our focus tonight. 10 places where money hides. A lot of people are looking for money. How many of you are looking for money? So you are looking for money. You have been looking for money. So I'm looking for money. Where is this money? I'm looking for it. So tonight, within the confines of our time, I hope we'll be able to cover the entire 10. We want to look at 10 places where money is hiding so that you can just go and get it. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, let me say this. Let me talk about the mind for like 2 minutes. Many of us don't know the power of the mind. And we don't realize that our mind is so powerful. And as a matter of fact, when we talk about all the battles that we fight, it's a battlefield of the mind. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the what? To the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and bringing to captivity every thought. So when we talk about strongholds, people think it's like a garrison or like a... No, they are thoughts, they are mindset, they are thought pattern, they are belief systems. So our mind is very, very powerful. One thing you need to understand about the mind is that your mind does not know the difference between imagination and reality. Because in your mind, whatever you imagine and whatever you experience is the same to your mind. So that's why imagination is very powerful. That's why meditation is very powerful. So when you begin to get information, as we begin to share right now, what it does is that it opens up your consciousness to what is already existing around you that you have not been conscious of. For instance, when God said, talking about marriage, that God put Adam through a deep sleep. Say a deep sleep fell upon him. Now, what was he trying to help us to understand? He was trying to help us to understand that Adam was put in a state of unconsciousness so that he can awake to a new consciousness. In relationship, you can be around people, you are friends, and then when you are ready to marry, all of a sudden, the person that has been with you for 7 years, you start seeing them differently. What has happened is you are waking up from the deep sleep of unconsciousness into the consciousness of a new reality. Have you noticed that if you buy, let's say you buy an Honda, a red or blue Honda, have you noticed that the very minute you buy the red or blue Honda, you start seeing many red or blue Hondas all around you? Now, all the red and blue Hondas were there before you bought your own. But you were unconscious to that consciousness. The very minute you became conscious of, I need to buy an Honda, I'm going to buy a blue, and you buy a blue Honda, you start saying, this guy looks as my kind of car. This car looks like my car, but they have been existing before you bought your own. So, please, I beg you, what we're going to look into tonight is very powerful. And you will just suddenly become conscious of what you seem not to have been conscious of that is just around you all the while. So where does money hide? Number one, money hides in people. There are over 7 billion people on the face of the earth. And guess what? All the people around you, they all have money. Money is hiding in them. But the question is, how come they are not giving you the money? They are not giving you the money because you have not created enough value to make them to release the money. Now, when you think of the negative, it will help you to understand the positive. I don't have money, I don't have money, I don't have money. Once your son or your daughter is sick, money shows up. The same you that say you don't have money, you will find money by fire, by force, because... So the money was in you. Hello? I don't have money, I don't have money. God forbid, if your son or daughter is kidnapped, money will show up from you. So everybody you see, no matter how poor that man or that woman is, there is money in everybody. But the only time they can release that money is if there is something of value that draws that money out of them. That's what armed robbers use. That's what fraudulent people use. They know that people have money. There is money in everybody. So they sit down and come up with a crafty way. Say, how can I get money from this guy? How can I get money from this lady? How can I get money from these people? And guess what? As they sit to think, they go into a creative, satanic ingenuity. And they begin to come up with all kinds of schemes and all kinds of plots just to get you to release money. So question, if people can sit down to plan armed robbery, sit down to plan assassination, sit down to plan kidnapping, plan prostitution, plan fraud, why can't you sit down to plan righteousness? Why can't you sit down and look all around you and ask yourself, there are 20 million people moving all around.
These 20 million people have money with them. What can I do? What can I offer them? What value can I release that will make them to give me the money? Hello? So number one, money hides in people. There are many of you sitting down here right now. Money has come out of you this year to many people. That when you were entering this year, you didn't plan to give them money. But when you enter this year, you have given them money because they have done something that pulled the money out of you. You know the amazing thing? There are many things you don't think you need. There are many things you don't know you need. But people sit down to create a need for you, even though you don't need it. They create a need for you and they sell the need to you. And after a while, you begin to need the need. Okay, I will explain. Have you noticed that a lot of women now have what they call extension eyelashes? Have you noticed that? Different sizes. Question. Is there any woman that is born without eyelashes? We all have eyelashes. We all have eyelashes. But guess what? Some people sat down. They have collected money from you for weave on and attachment. They have collected money for makeup. They have collected money for cream. They say, what else can we do? These women, their self-esteem is very important to them. They love fashion. They want to, what else can we create? Because we must collect more money from them. And they created extension eyelashes. Before the extension eyelashes, none of you ever thought of it. None of you ever wanted it. But once they started, you are wanting it now. Why? Because they understand that money is hiding in people. Listen to me. In business offices, corporate offices, boardrooms, all over the world, people are sitting down. They are involved in research and development. They are involved in market research. They are doing research. What else can we do? What trend? What can we bring out? Why? Because they know that you have money. So if money is not coming to you, it's not because the money is not existing. It's because you don't know where it exists and you don't know how to draw it out. Number two, money hides in problems. Every problem you see is money. Money hides in problems. But do you know what we see in this world? We live in a world where people discuss problem, people analyze problem, people explain problem, and they don't solve problem. Are you ready for this? The ability to identify problem is not necessarily a high level of intelligence. Anybody that have eyes can see if a place is dirty. Anybody that have ears can hear if there is noise. So it's not any level of intelligence for you to say you discover the problem. People don't pay you for the problem you discover. They pay you for the problem you solve. But what do we see in our world today? Explainers, discussers. You can discuss all the problems. The funniest one is what we call the Free Readers Association, FROA. They are always by the newspaper vendor every morning. If you want to see the real parliament in Ghana, go to the newspaper vendor every morning. You will see people gathered around the newspaper vendor. They are not buying any paper. But they are so knowledgeable about everything, yet they are poor. Why? Because all the problems they are discussing can turn them to millionaires and billionaires if they can just become consultants and package it into a policy document. But they are busy talking. People that have brain go to the newspaper vendor, listen to all these people, carry their ideas, put it together, write proposal to the right quarter, pursue the proposal, and they make millions. Why? Because money is hiding in problem. Think back in the last 1 year of your life and think of every money that you have spent. You spent it because somebody is solving a problem for you that you need to pay for. The person that is selling food is making money from your hunger problem. The person that is selling clothes is making money from your nakedness problem. The person that is renting a house to you is making money from your shelter problem. The person that is collecting your money for truck, for taxi, or for fuel, or petrol, or diesel, is making money from your mobility problem. The person that is collecting school fees from you is making money from your ignorant problem. So whether you like it or not, every money that exits your life is exiting your life because somebody that is a problem solver is making money from you. Question, how many problems are you solving and how much money is coming to you? Money is called currency because it flows. It's a current. And it is either flowing to you or flowing away from you. And let me tell you something. One man's problem is another man's prosperity. You know, like I said yesterday or Sunday, I don't know whether it was yesterday or Sunday. We always say, God forbid, right? God forbid, but life permits. There are many things that God has forbidden, but they are still happening. You know why? We wake up every day, I shall not die but live. But somebody must die. Now, think about it. If your father was a coroner, and your father has a burial house, or your father sells coffin, are you now saying your father should not prosper? If you are a medical doctor, what did you go to school to study? To treat people. So you are saying people must be sick. And you are a Christian. Why did you go and study medicine? Are medical doctors there to make you not to be sick? They are there to make you well after you have become sick. So everybody going to study medicine is studying medicine on the premise of you must be sick. Why are people studying law? They are studying law because you must get that trouble. So, and many of you still want to go and study law. And you are saying, I shall not see evil. Somebody must see the evil. That's the way life has been programmed. Hello? Read your Bible now. 1,000 shall fall by your side. 10,000 by your right hand. That's already 11,000. Yes, no evil will come near your dwelling. So for you, 1,000 here, 10,000, 11,000. And you will still be standing. But 11,000 people have already suffered. 11,000 people have already died. So, one man's problem is another man's prosperity. So, if we are talking about money, money is hiding in problem. So, when you move into that area, you are trying to dry clean your clothes, and you discover that there is no dry cleaner, that's your money. You will be the dry cleaner. You move into a new estate, you are trying to do your hair, the nearest salon is far away, and you are complaining, there's no salon here, I'm so tired, I can't go to that place. And somebody else says, it's true, that place is so far, I wish we have a salon here. Somebody's wishing, before you know it, 300 people are wishing, and nobody's working. If only one person out of the 300 people that are wishing, we open the salon, the 299 will become the customer. That's the way people prosper. Like I told you, you don't prosper by prayer alone. No. So don't do 40 days and 40 nights and fast, and you still remember to say, it will be an error. To fast 40 days and still remain the same. You should slap yourself. Hello? So money hides where? Money hides in problems. So stop joining people to complain about problems. Every problem you see, na money. It's money. Every problem is money. So when people are complaining about problems, they are complaining. That's a good one. I think I can make money from that. And that's the way it works. Number three, money hides in opportunities. Money hides in opportunities. Opportunities are ladders. Opportunities are doorways. Opportunities are lifts. Opportunities are connections. Opportunities are contacts. It is better to be prepared waiting for opportunity than for opportunity to come and meet you unprepared. Everyone you see in life that seem to be making it, it's not because they are wiser than you. It's not because they are more intelligent than you. The race is not for the swift, battle not for the strong, riches not for men of understanding, bread not for the wise. But time and chance happen to them all. Time, 24 hours, we all have equal time. Chance, what you do with the equal time determines the chances you can take advantage of. So if you use your time well, the chance will favor you. So everybody that has become successful because opportunity met with preparation. Look into your life. You will realize that there are many opportunities that came, but you did not prepare for it. So it came and it left. So you are looking for money. Money hides in opportunities. So every time an opportunity show up, be sensitive to take advantage of it. Jesus Christ says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou hast not known the day of thy visitation. The Bible talks about the sons of Issachar. He said they understood the time and they knew what Israel ought to do at every point in time. So like I was saying yesterday about real estate, the very minute you heard on the news or read in newspaper that Ghana has discovered oil, it's simple common sense. Wherever oil is discovered, the next 10 to 20 years, every land within that area is on the upward spiral. So the very minute you discover that they have discovered oil in one village, you should start going to buy land in that village. You don't need any spirits. It's simple opportunity. It's called opportunity pursuit. You see opportunity, you pursue it. I was telling someone, I was discussing with someone about the new airport because I'm going to, where am I going to? Kumasi, right? Yeah. I'm going to Kumasi on Thursday morning. So I was asking that, so is it the same? Which airport? Is it the former one? So I was just say, oh no, that in fact they are planning to build another airport, that maybe they are working on another bigger airport that they are planning to do somewhere, maybe from Pramodoro or so. The very minute the person said that, I contacted and said, go and help me find out where is the location of the airport. We need to start buying land in that area. That's how you become prosperous. So that when you hear something, you don't hear by gossip, you hear with your brain. You hear with your spirit. Everybody that is successful today, there were opportunities that came that they maximized. Hello? Now, are you ready for this? Please. Some opportunities that will come into your life is problem in somebody's life. Because one man's problem is another man's opportunity. Please listen and listen well. Don't be so religious that you turn your back against opportunity because you are emotional and sentimental about the problem that the person is facing. You are not the one that created the problem. No, read your Bible. Saul was anointed by Samuel. And Samuel told Saul, he said, when you live here, you are going to see three men. They are going to have three loaves of bread. They are going to have three, and then one. He said, when they get there, he said, they will salute you, and they will give you two. Now, three people have three loaves of bread, and they will be giving two loaves of bread to one man. He says, collect it from their hand. Do as occasion serve you. Because he knows that he may say, no. There are three of you. How can you give me two and all of you share one? No. Just give me half. That's the mindset of many Christians. When God brings opportunity to us, we think we are more spiritual than God. Somebody is in trouble and they want to sell a house of $100,000 for $10,000. You say you will not buy. Are you the one that put them in trouble? Whether you buy or you don't buy, somebody else will buy. So think about it. So opportunities, sometimes when they come, they may come as problem in somebody else's life, but opportunity in your own life. And I tell you a story to push that in. I did a pastor's conference years ago, and I was sharing a lot of things, and the pastor screamed in the midst of the meeting because he heard some things and was like, wow, I've been foolish. And he shared this story with us. He started the church, and the land where they started the church was owned by a man that owned about 4 to 6 plots of land. So they leased one plot to start the church. And few years after they started the church, the landlord came to him and said, Pastor, please, I have a little challenge and I need your help. He said, what can I do for you, sir? He said, my container came into the country a few months ago and I was not even aware the container has arrived. I'm just getting the bill of lading and now it's gathering demurrage and I need to pay this. So please, can you buy this land so that you guys can buy this and I can use it to settle what I need to sell because I'm in deep trouble and the bank loan is increasing. And you know what the pastor said? He said, oh, Baba, no, we can't do that. How can we take advantage of your trouble? No, we cannot. It will seem as if we are taking advantage of your trouble. You know what? Let me talk to the board. Let's see whether we can borrow you the money. So they have the money. God created an opportunity. The wealth of the wicked was about to come to the righteous, but the righteous became wicked and stupid. So he went to the board, and the board, two of the board members were business. They said, sir, this is not right. The man did not ask for a loan. This is an opportunity to get the land from him. We should actually negotiate for the entire land and pay him this one as first installment and take advantage of this opportunity. These were business people that understood how marketplace works. That's why Jesus Christ said the children of this world are in their own thing wiser than the children of light. But the pastor said, no, he used rental power. So they borrowed the man the money, interest-free. The landlord sorted out his problem and paid the church back. Fast forward. 2 years later, the church has grown, multiple services. Now they want to buy land. So they come to the landlord. And the first time he came to them, he wanted to sell the land for 400,000. Now, they come to him and they say, oh, Baba, you know that our discussion we had a while back. We are ready now. He said, which discussion? He said, no, you know the land now. You know you wanted to sell that and that we decided to help you. So we want to buy now. He said, sorry, I'm not selling my land. Why should I sell my land? That's my children's inheritance. He said, no, boy. He said, no, Pastor, please don't blackmail me. No. I came to you because I was in trouble. It is what you have that you use to get what you want. I was in trouble, and the only thing I could use to bail myself out was to sell part of my assets. And I came to you to sell land to you. You say you are not buying. Pastor, please, you know pastors don't lie. Did I come to borrow money from you? No. I came to sell. You say you are not buying. You chose to borrow me. Is that not true, sir? You were the one that chose to borrow me. Sir, you are a pastor. I'm a businessman. I'm not a pastor. So I don't have any problem anymore. So why should I sell my land? God gave you an opportunity and you didn't take it. The landlord was the one preaching to the pastor. He said, if I thought I want to sell, it would be 2.1 million per plot. The pastor was sharing the story by himself. He learned in a hard way. So you are looking for money, he's hiding an opportunity. Number four, money hides in gifts, talents, and potential. Money hides in gifts, talents, and potential. I'm going to make three statements. They are very important. Note it. Your gold is tied to your gifts. Your treasure is tied to your talent. Your profit is tied to your potential. Your gold is tied to your gifts. Your treasure is tied to your talent. Your profit is tied to your potential. Everything that the spider needs to spin a web is inside the spider. Spiders don't go to the market to buy anything. It's in them. Everything you need to be, all that you need to be, is already inside you, only waiting for discovery, development, and deployment. So, you are looking for money. It's in your gift. What do footballers sell? What do musicians sell? What do actors sell? What do comedians sell? Gifts. The gift was in them. The day you were born, while they were doing your naming ceremony, the gift was in you. The talent was in you. The potential was in you. Some of you never discovered it until you were 20, until you were 18, until you were 35. There are people that are sitting down here right now that are loaded with gifts and possibilities, but they don't even know. And they are looking for something that is not lost. I like doing this just to help you see. I think I've done that here before. Just to help you see how easy it is. Now, my sister, please, let's do a little test. How many kidneys do you have? Kidneys, how many? Two. Are you sure? You have two. You have seen the two before. You just believe. So you believe what you have not seen, and you don't believe the man of God. Okay. Now, how many kidneys do you need to survive? You need one. So if you need one kidney to survive, what's the second one doing there? Spare parts. Yeah. Okay. How much is kidney on the organ market? Now, so you see now, so you are moving around with a spare kidney. So you are loaded with money. Yes, you are looking for 10 Ghana cedis. So every one of you, as you are moving around, is money moving. Now, am I saying you should go and sell your kidney? No. But there is a gift in you. There is a talent in you. There is a potential in you. There is something in you that you can use to release the money you are looking for. But because many of us don't know it, you are looking for money. Money is inside you. It's your gift. Many of you can cook. Everybody says, oh, your food is very sweet. And yet, instead of selling food, when you ask them, why have you not started a restaurant? Hey, I don't have money to rent a shop. Ah, shop. In what way does shop equal to cooking? Don't you have kitchen where you are already cooking? The ones you were cooking that they say is sweet, did you cook it in a shop? Listen to me. Our mind has been so messed up that we only think of what we don't have instead of thinking of how to use what we have. Do you know? Now, let me just give you two examples. You know, I was talking about the mind. Now, repeat after me, I'm a billionaire. Now, how much did it cost you to say that? Nothing. So why are you not saying it? No, think of it. You keep saying negative. Hey, I don't have money. There's, why do you keep saying negative things? To say negative, free. To say positive, free. But if you say negative, it will affect your destiny. So what is your problem that you can't say good thing about yourself? People are not saying it. You too cannot say it. What will it cost you to wake up and say, oh boy, you are too much? Ah, man, you are awesome. You are powerful. Ah, this world is waiting for you. Ah, you are rich, you are powerful. You are going to pay tithes in millions. Ah, you are going to build up. What will it stop you? It doesn't change anything. Even if people say you are lying, even if they say you are talking rubbish, it is your mouth. It's your words. It's free of charge. Hello? Now, think of you being rich. Think it. See it now, that you are rich, you are prosperous, you have houses, you have private jets. Think it. How much did it cost you to do that? So if it doesn't cost you to think positive, why are you thinking wrong? Why do you keep thinking you are a failure? Why do you keep thinking you are nobody? It's not costing you any money to think positive. So most of the things we are saying is money problem. It's not money problem, it's a mental problem. It's not money problem. You can think your way out of poverty. You can think your way out of anything. Why? Because in your mind, there are three windows. The memory opens up to the past. The imagination opens up to the future. The contemplation discovers today. So with your memory, you replay the past. With your contemplation, you decide and discuss today. With your imagination, you replay the future. So imagination gives you the ability to visit the future and come back into today to contemplate on how to enter that future. Hello? Now, let me do another, I don't know if I've done this before, but let me do another little research. Let me see your notes, sir. Now, you wrote it, sir, right? Now, can you read what you wrote? Can you read it? Just read. No, sit down, sir. Just read any of the lines. Read what you wrote there.
Money hides in problems. Every problem you see is money.
So he has just read it, right? He's the one that wrote it now. So say stated. Now, I want you to read the third line. Ah, are you not the one that wrote it? Ah, why can't you read it? Now, listen, are you ready for this? Oh, Jesus, help us. He wrote it with his hands. When it was close to him, he could read it because he was reading with his eyes. But when I took it far away, he could no more read it. Why? Because it has gone beyond his eyesight. Hello? Now, let's do something else. Sir, I want you to go to your bedroom now. Go in there. You see now. Imagine, see your bedroom now. You can see your bedroom now, right? You see your bed, you see your curtain, you see everything. Now, Question. How come he can see his bedroom that is miles away, but he cannot see a book that is close to him? Because when he was looking at the book, he was using his eyes. When he was looking at his bedroom, he was looking with his mind. So the problem with many of us is we claim to be spiritual, yet we live in the natural. So when you see people that understand, they close their eyes and they are seeing. And when they see it, the mind does not know the difference. You see, what he saw now, which is his room, is a reality to the mind. Are you ready now? Because, are you ready? To him, is already a reality. He knows that there is a room that belongs to him, and he could see it. But guess what? The mind that he used to see that room does not know the difference between whether that room is existing or is a picture. The mind doesn't know the difference. So even though he's in one room and struggling in a room, he can use his mind, pick up a picture of a mansion, and begin to see himself in that mansion. The mind does not know the difference. The mind will conclude that he has already seen that and he's already living there. And every faculty in him will begin to work towards that. So the problem with Christians is you pray and your mind is not changing. Something is wrong. Because the prayer is supposed to change your mind, change you, before it can change your situation. You can't be praying and studying the word of God and remain the same, because it is renewing your mind. Hello? So money hides where? In your gifts, your talents, your potential. Let me give you two more. Number five. Money hides in ideas. Ideas. You have heard it said before, right? Ideas rule the world. It's not a slogan. Everything you see existing today was once an idea in the mind of people. I jumped from first session to fourth session. But in the second session, we have the evolution of money. In the third session, we have the definition of money. Under the evolution of money, you will have been able to see how that money is not what you think money is. Because many of us, when we think of money, we think of paper currency. So, okay, so. Now. So what we have here now are currencies of different nations. So this is Naira, this is pounds, dollars. This is United Arab Emirates, that's dirham, shillings, ringgit, Malaysia. Okay, sefa. So all Ghana cities, Botswana, Pula. South African rand. Now, listen to me. Money is universal, but currency is geographical. And what I have in my hand, this is not money, it's currency. Now, when God created the heavens and the earth in Genesis 1, how much did he use? No, let's think. How much money? How much dollar and pounds? Who were the bricklayers? Who were the... Who were the plumbers? Who were the engineers? Hello? So if God didn't use money to create the whole world, how come you are looking for money to create your own world? Hello? God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was, became, without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord moved over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be, and there was. And God saw that there was light. And the evening and the morning, first day. So what God said is what God saw. But guess what? He saw it before he said it, before he saw it. So he saw it in his mind. And what he saw, when he looked at darkness, he saw light. And he spoke what he saw in his mind. And when he spoke it, everything around made it happen. And he physically saw it. That's why when you operate the mind of Christ is first spiritual, then physical. Everything is created twice. You have to create it in the realm of the spirit and conceive it in your mind before you can create it in the physical. When your mind cannot conceive it, no matter how much you try, it won't happen in the physical. Why? Because there will be a mental block. You will continue to see that it's not possible. 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 Hello? So you are looking for money. Money hides in ideas. Ideas. Many of you sitting down here right now, I hope you know that in this auditorium, we have all kinds of frequency. AM, FM, there are all kinds of frequencies here in this hall. But you are not hearing Smooth FM, Joy FM, and all the FM now because you are not tuned to the frequency. If you bring in a transmitter and you tune to the frequency, you start hearing the voices all year. But the only frequency you are hearing now is this one that is, I'm using, this microphone frequency. Why? But there are other frequencies. Ideas are downloads from heaven. And only those that tune to the frequency of idea get it. Hello? Are you ready to hear the real definition of ideas? Eyes have not seen, the ear has not heard, neither has he entered the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. Are you ready now? Are you sure? Are you sure? There are only two things your mind can do. It can think or worry. If you worry, you cannot think. If you think, you won't worry. So what is an idea? An idea is the solution that your mind provides for the problem your eyes have seen and your ears have heard. Ideas are the solutions that your mind provides for the problem your eyes see and your ears. So every time you see problem, an idea will just come. If somebody can just do this, if this can happen, all those things you are thinking, they are already ideas. That's how it comes. But do you know why many of us don't see the manifestation of ideas? Because we don't process the idea. There are 26 different levels that an idea must go through. In our ideas masterclass, we take corporations, CEOs, managers on this 26th level. Because many people have all kinds of ideas. How many of you have had ideas of things? You didn't do anything about it, but a few months later, you saw somebody else doing it. And you say, it came to my mind. Now, ideas are downloads. The same time you are receiving that idea, probably 2 billion people are receiving the same idea. But it is only those who capture it and implement it that become the inventors and the authors. Hello? Are you getting it now? So, when you get an idea, the first level in an idea is idea conception. Level 2, idea documentation. Level 3, idea investigation. Level 4, idea protection. You go on until level 26, 26 levels of that idea. So when we are talking about money hides in what? In ideas. And you need to realize that in the world that we live in today, you're welcome, sir. Let's celebrate our overseer. Yeah? You see now that your traffic is now like Nigerian traffic. So we are baptizing you people little by little. Praise the name of Jesus. So in life you realize there are people that have ideas without money. There are people that have money without idea. There are people that have ideas and they have money. And there are people that have no money, no idea. Which category do you belong to? Rise up on your feet. Go and get the book or get the manual. Rush and get it. Tomorrow, how many have I given you now? Get the book, get the manual. Tomorrow, I give you another 5. Lift up your hands and give thanks to God for today. Thank Him. Give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. Give him thanks. Now open your mouth, begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Stir up your spirit, man. Stir it up. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Stir it up. He that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Let the river flow. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Mikrado Hebrede Hende. Zubre de bro. Shabrada Barakosa Daya. Maruba Kobosabra Ketelebo Shandahaya, Bradaba. Rekrobo Shemru. We're going to take three simple prayers tonight. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Marabuko Shebrege Diarabroko Shandahaya, Bradahaya. Lakita Haza. Lakazigeteheya. Yeko preketosa tapria kataha. Zubre debo, shebrege debo sandahaya. Leke takajatahazo toporodesh. Muzabedebo, sakabreketi and omoshanda. Yadabos, kabriande, lambrados, kapahataya. Zaliandoro brege shebre demo sandahaya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Oh, magadiada broche. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
We're praying three simple prayers. Number one, you're going to lay your hands upon your head and say, Lord, let my heaven be forever open. But let me explain to you. Listen, open heavens is not open sky. Open heaven is not open cloud. Open heaven is open consciousness. Thy heaven over thy head. Your heaven is your brain. For your brain to open and gain understanding, that's open heaven. When you are listening, say, hey, oh, aha, I get it. That's open heaven. You know, many times in church, we make the thing look so mysterious. And people are open heaven. They said, no, if you don't get it, your heaven is open. It's not open. Once you get it, say, I get it. That's open heaven. It means that your heaven is open. Move with that, you begin to see results. Lay your hands upon it. Lord, let my heaven be open perpetually. All through this year. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, let my heavens be open. Help me to understand. Help me to comprehend. Help me to conceive. All that I need to conceive. In the name of Jesus. All through this year. Open my eyes to see. Open my ears to hear. Open my eyes to get understanding. Lord, help me to walk in the consciousness of what heaven has made available. My heaven be open. My heaven stay open. In the name of Jesus. La copa ya de In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
15 years ago, there was no WhatsApp. 15 years ago, there was no Twitter. 15 years ago, there was no Instagram. 25 years ago, there was no Facebook. There are many, the eyelashes that everybody is using now, it was not existing 5 years ago. There are many things that are bringing millions today that 2 years ago they were not existing. 5 years ago, they were not existing. So that means that there are things that will produce millions in 2020, 2021, 2022. That you need to capture now. So the next prayer is, Lord, make me the solution to tomorrow's problem. Give me advanced knowledge. Let there be creative innovation, creative ideas coming out of me. Pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be downloads, fresh ideas, solution to the problems of tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, make me an answer. Make me a solution. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let creativity flow. Let innovation flow. Make me a candidate of witty invention. In the name of Jesus. Rapa, mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Finally, we're going to pray. Give me Revelation 22, verse 2. Get the anointing already. We're going to pray. Listen. We sing that song. In the book of Ezekiel, the Bible says, the mountain will be a mountain of fat things, and he went and he said, and there shall be showers of blessings. When we sing that song, we say showers of blessings will plead. Mercy drop around us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Many of what we are calling testimony is nothing compared to what God can make happen. But can God trust you? He gave you 10,000 Ghana cedi. You are struggling to pay tithe of 1,000. How can he give you 20,000? Listen to me. Many believers are poor because of the love of God. You see, which one is that one? I will explain. When he sent them out of the Garden of Eden, it was not out of hatred. He sent them out because he loved them. Because if they have stayed in the garden, in that disobedient state, and they have eaten the tree of life, they will have become irredeemable like the devil. So he had to remove them from the garden in order that he can redeem them. That's why he shed the blood and covered them. Because God's judgments are redemptive in nature. So let's do a little thinking. If you get 10,000 Ghana cedi, your tithe is 1,000. If the Bible says you are cursed with a curse, that means you have 1,000 Ghana cedi curse. Because God loves you, he will not increase your income so that he will not increase your cost. He will end up reducing your income or making you to lose the job completely so that your cost can go from 1,000 Ghana cedi to zero cost. Because if he gives you more money in your disobedient state, you will still disobey him. Because, are you ready? If you are faithful in little, you'll be faithful in much. If you are unfaithful in little, you'll be unfaithful in much. You are going to pray. Lord, circumcise my heart. I'm ready to serve you. I'm ready to obey you. Circumcise my heart and help me to be aligned in the place of prompt and consistent obedience. My first fruits, my tithe, evangelism, holiness, that you won't struggle to obey God. Lord, circumcise my heart and help me to be positioned in the place of prompt obedience. Pray in the name of Jesus. That's our final prayer. Pray in the name of Jesus. Stop struggling with God. Stop struggling with the Holy Spirit. Stop the struggle. He is the potter. You are the clay. Let him make you. Let him mold you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
If you are here with your seed, Revelation 22, verse 2. One tree, 12 fruits. One fruit every month of the year. And we challenge people to sow a seed of 222 Ghana cedis as a point of contact to trust God that the next 12 months, God will bring forth testimonies and opportunities every month. If you have that seed, please come. I want to pray with you. While they are coming, come. I want to pray with you. While they are coming, everybody put your offerings together. Let's worship God. You are the word in the beginning. Come forward with the seed. I want to pray for you. When we come, the Lord most high. If you have the seed, bring it now.
To hear the glory of creation.
Everybody get your offerings and your tithes ready.
Now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name.
222 Ghana cedis. Come. Let's pray.
The name of Jesus.
Everybody get your offering ready. Get your offering ready.
What a beautiful name. You didn't want heaven without us.
So Jesus, you brought it down.
Jesus, you brought heaven down.
My sin was great, your love was greater.
My sin was great, your love was greater.
Understanding is a very, very powerful revelation. May the Lord give us that kind of open heavens, where the heavens over our head. Very, very powerful. Say amen. Well, these tapes, I think, are available. Oh, guys, are you not recording on CDs? Are you recording on CDs? Let's get the hope from Sunday, since he started preaching. Let's get all, normally when he finished teaching, I listen to all again. Because he speaks very fast. And when he says cause, some of you don't know what is cause. It's not because, it's cash. So that I can hear what he said very well. Say amen. And so let's thank God for his life one more time. One of the ways you love a man is when you buy his products. So he has books, tapes, CDs, plenty of DVDs. But we thank God that we also have them all in the bookshop. So if you're not able to buy all, you can go to the bookshop and buy them at a higher price. Because that one, our profit is on it. So buy it now so that you don't... And we, our profit is 100%. I'm just pulling your legs. But I don't know how much they sell his product here. I don't know how much they sell it at the bookshop. But I'm sure it's the same, maybe. But get the products, get his teachings, so that you can still enjoy his ministry. Say amen. Well, we'll be receiving him tomorrow one more time. Don't forget that the fast is day what, Mike? 10. So you have 30 days to go. 8. It is long, old. 30 days. The Lord will give us strength, though. This morning, I was hungry. By 8 o'clock, I felt like eating breakfast. Quickly, I had to pray in tongues. Hallelujah.
I think we don't have any announcements. Midnight prayer on Friday. Friday we have two sessions. We have the evening and then we have the midnight. And all those who have been, those of you who still have Prophet Bernard's token and offering, if you have it here with the honey, please come forward quickly if you still have it. I think we've got, he did for 19 people. We've collected 9 so far, so 10 are left. So we are giving you up to the end of this week. If you have it here now, you can bring it. And then if you don't have it here, you can bring it. That's the honey. So where's the money? You put the money already. Wow. Father, we pray for this honey as our sister drops it or drinks it. The sweetness in the honey is going to be the sweetness of her life. And every prophetic blessing that was released by the prophet, we impart it into your life in Jesus' name. Amen. You are blessed. Wow. Okay, let's rise and close the service. Today there's no fruit for us, so go and eat the fruit that is in your house. Whoever gave us the fruit yesterday, God bless you. We appreciate it. Amen. When we close, Olumide is here. You can let him autograph his books. Shake him. Love him. Let him know that we love him. From victory on to victory, his army shall be delivered before his blood and blood. The Lord bless and keep you, with his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and show you and give you peace, peace within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. Amen and amen. Shake 3 people. Tell them, I see you prospering in this